Parshat Yisroel, Parshat Kabbalah Satorah. First thing we have to understand is Chazal say that Amalek came just before as a hakdama to Parshat Yisroel because they came to disturb Matan Torah Mamet HaSinai. What exactly did Amalek mean by coming Erev Kabbalah Satorah, Erev Parshat Yisroel to disturb? What were they planning here to disturb? Torah was going to be given anyways. And then we also have to understand the biggest ha'or of all is that why should the parasha of Kabbalah Satorah have to begin with the whole story of Yisroi, who is an Oved Avodah Zarah, as Rashi brings down, Shleihiniach Avodah Zarah, Shleihiniach Avodah Zarah, Shleihiniach Yovad. Rashi says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, on the words Mikol Elohim, V'lamet Shoye Makib B'chol Avodah Selinim Sheba'olam, Shleihiniach Avodah Selinim Shleihiovdah. So the pasuk here, the pesukim here, Marech Hayisroi, he was a kohen midyan, he was a priest, he was the Ovid Avodah Zarah, and how he came to be Maki the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kol Hashaaseh Lekim Lemoshe Yisrael Amoy. What's the chashivus of this whole parsha of Yisroi as a hakdama to Mamet Hasina and Kabbalah Satoru? The pasuk says in preparing your test pasuk Aleph, which is really in the middle of this week's parasha, where it's getting warmer and closer to Kabbalah Satorah, the pesukim of Kabbalah Satorah. Chodesh Hashlishi, the Tzeis Bnei Yisrael Metzrayim VeYomer Zabor Mitbasina VeYisim Refidim, famous VeYichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. VeYichan is Miloshin Yochid. Rashi says VeYichan Shom Yisrael KeIsha Chod BeLev Echod. Why was this a condition before Matan Torah that Klal Yisrael should be Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad? And how, through as a Hagdama to Kabbalah Satorah, do Yidden get to the Achdus in order to be Mekabel the Torah? But the answer to these shailas, we have to go back a shtickle to the beginning of Sefer Shmos. We know in Leil Seder, the Gemara says in the end of Psochim that the Seder Hadvarim in Leil Seder is Maschilim B'Gnus or Messiah B'Mishvach. One begins with the gnus of Klal Yisrael, Avodah Meinu, of a Messiah in Mishvach. The whole reason why we begin big gnus is only in order to appreciate the Shvach that comes afterwards. In other words, the beginning of Sefer Shmois, Taka begins with the gnus of Klal Yisrael, and with how we were Avodim in Mitzrayim. But nevertheless, over there, in Pasha Shmois already, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Koyem Hashem B'ni B'choyri Yisrael. The tachlis of Metzias Mitzrayim is to bring out the Bechoy, to bring out the Maila of Klal Yisrael Dafka. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Megala to Moshe, that even though now we're in a matzav of Gnus, but the Tachlis is to reach the Bechina of Shvach, Kvoidon Shel Yisrael, to bring out the Maila of Klal Yisrael. Sefer Shmos is all about bringing out the Maila of Klal Yisrael. Parshas Yisroel is the parsha where the whole Maila of Klal Yisrael came out in Mamish in its full glory. Parshas B'Shalach Be'etzem, through Kriyas Yamsuf, it was also Nizgala, the Maila of Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes such nisim for Klal Yisrael. And in Kriyas Yamsuf, in Shir Sayam, the Pasuk says, Eile Moyev Yechazei Moirot, and Rashi asks the Kasha, why did Moyev have to be scared? There was a Tzivui anyways, about Tiskor bomb, we weren't going to fight them, what do they have to be scared about? Rashi says an unbelievable thing. Why was Eile Moyev Yechazei Moirot? Because Mipnei Aninus Shal Yimisoyinim Umitztarem Al Kvoidon Shal Yisrael. In other words, in the Shira came out the unbelievable covet of Klal Yisrael. And they were poshut, there was like an Avelus by Moyov, like an Aninus by Moyov, that they were Misoyinim Umitztarem Al Kvoidon Shal Yisrael. The whole Mahalach over here is, of Kriyas Yamsuf, is to bring out Kvoidon Shal Yisrael. But nevertheless, the real Kvoidon Shal Yisrael wasn't Nizgala in Parshas B'Shalach, even though there you had the Kriyas Yamsuf. And that is because Parshas B'Shalach begins Vayihi. Vayihi is Miloshen Tsar. Vayihi B'Shalach Parah Es Ha'am. Am we know corresponds to Erev Rav. At the beginning of, in the middle towards the end of Parshas Boy. Where the Pasuk says, V'gam Erev Rav Ole Itom. And Rashi says there, Tarubois Umois Shulgerim. In other words, there was a Vayehi over here. There's a Lashon Tsar over here. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with an Erev Rav. Dafka at Yitzias Mitzrayim, where the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to bring out the full glory of Klal Yisrael, the full beauty of Klal Yisrael, the purity, the Tahara of Klal Yisrael. Dafka then, all the Umos HaOlam came to be in this guy, and there was an Erev Rav of Umois that came to me in his Gaia. We know later the Bunchlan told Moshe Rabbeinu that he wasn't so Nicha, that Moshe Rabbeinu then, at that point, should have accepted Gerim. And the Vort is, because the Bunchlan and I, Yitzis Mitzrayim, wanted to bring out the Gansa Maila of Klal Yisrael, and to bring out the Maila and the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, to have a Taruvos of Gerim at the same time of an Erev Rav, it wasn't the time. And therefore, Bashas Rishalach Taka begins, Vayihi, Loshen Vay, Tsar Bishalach Pares Ha'om. There's an arm over here. There's an Erev Rav over here. And therefore, there's like a dark cloud over the mile of Klal Yisrael still in Parshas B'Shalach. Over in Parshas Yisroi, Parshas Yisroi, as we'll see, Emet Hashem, Parshas Yisroi is going to be the Parsha where Taka, the full mile and the glory of Klal Yisrael is going to come out in its fullest. And therefore we know, and that's why we understand why at this stage Amalek, just before Parshas Yisroi, Amalek came along. So you do have the Gemara Megillah, you'd give them a base. So the Gemara and Megillah says, Omar Rava, Leka the Yada Lishna Bisha Kahoman. And the Gemara that goes through a whole bunch of Kitrugim that Haman was saying to Achashverosh against Klal Yisrael. In other words, Amalek, this is an important Yisod, Amalek is the one who cannot hear Kvodot Shel Yisrael. Amalek is the enemy that Pashat can't hear. It's repulsive to him. Pashat can't hear the Maila of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, as soon as it's going to be Nizgala, the unbelievable Maila of Klal Yisrael, Amalek has to be Mekatrik. Amalek is the Lekha, the other Lishna Bisha Kohaman. Amalek is the Mekatrik. He's the Lashon Hara. He's the Lashon Hara against Klal Yisrael. Amalek, whenever they can, whenever there's a Maila of Klal Yisrael, they try to push it down. And Maila, therefore, in Beshalach, where there was a Maila of Klal Yisrael, but not like it's going to be in Mitzvah Hashem. Not like in Parshas Yisroi. In Ramela, therefore, just before Parshas Yisroi, where the full covered of glory of Klal Yisrael is going to come out, Vayomer Amalek Vayilochem Yisrael Berfidim. And Taka Amalek always go Vayzanim V'chokol Nechshalim Achrech V'ata Oyvegev Lo Yorelekim. They always try to catch us, Taka, where we're not in the best, where there can be Mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. At that point, it was Refidim Rofi Yudeim Min HaTorah. And whenever there's a Psatzad to be Mekatrig and Klal Yisrael, that they're not the way they should be, where they should be, is Vayomer Amalek Vayilochem Yisrael. Amalek comes to be Mekatrig. Amalek, and that's the Hakdomah to the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. Parshas Yisroi is the Parsha of the Mile of Klal Yisrael. Is the Mile, is the Parsha that's Nizgala, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and the opposite to the Yomas HaOilam. And Mele, therefore, Amalek had to be there to try to play down the Mile of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael were Machnia Amalek. And therefore, Parshas Yisroi Taka begins, and the whole tachlis of Parshas Yisroi is to bring out the Maila, the unbelievable Maila of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Bemis it starts with Yisroi. Yisroi was Taka Yeshua Bechvoida Shalaylam. Elamidba, Rashi says in this week's Parsha, on Pasuk Hey, Elamidba, Bishvacha Shal Yisroi Dibba Kosef, Shahoya Yeshua Bechvoida Shalaylam. He had all the COVID in the world. Yisrael had all the covet in the world, but he left it all to join Klal Yisrael. There's no greater covet for Klal Yisrael. There's no greater mila to bring out the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. Where the guy who's Yosha Bechvoida Shalom, where he leaves it all and he wants to join Klal Yisrael, that's the Ikar Maila of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Parshas Yisrael Taka begins with the whole story of Yisroi. The Parsha is called Yisroi because Yisroi was the one who really brought out the Maila of Klal Yisroi. Yisroi, more than that, Yisroi was the one who really internalized and really appreciated the unbelievable Maila of Klal Yisroi, the unbelievable Kesha that Klal Yisroi have with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Ramayna, therefore, it's important for the Pasuk, for the Torah to begin as a Hakdama to Parshas Yisroi. Soon we'll see the importance of how Yidin have to treat each other. When Yidin have to realize the mile of another Yid, how that Al-Kochach has to bring to the Achdus of Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. But as a Hakdama, the Torah wants to show us how even a Goy who is Yosha B'Chvoida Shel Olam realized that Kvoida Shel Olam is not covered B'Chlal. Kvoida Shel Olam by going it's B'Chlal not covered. It's better to be in the Midbar with Klal Yisrael. That, in other words, it's more mechubedik to be with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar than to be Yosha Bechvoida Shel Olam. That's Yisroi, and that's why the Parashat Taka begins with this whole story, with this whole story of Yisroi. Agav, by the way, having said that by Amalek, he tries to play down the Maila of Klal Yisrael. So that's why after a Mechias Amalek, it's always Nizgala, the Maila of Klal Yisrael. And then the Pashas of Shalach is Melchemes Amalek. So therefore, Dafka Pashas Yisroel, as we're saying now, is the Pasha that's going to bring out the unbelievable Maila of Klal Yisroel. And the same thing in the story of Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, after Haman spoke so much Lashon Hara about Klal Yisroel, you look up in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Megillah over there, so much Lashon Hara, where he pushed down Klal Yisroel so much, Ad Kedei Kach L'Achashverosh, and brought out the Gzer L'Haragel L'Hashmit, as Kol HaYehudim, where Klal Yisroel were in the lowest ebb. So after Mechias Amalek, Taka the Megillas Esther ends, Ki Matcha Yehudi, Mishnah L'Melech HaChashverosh, V'Godl HaYehudim, Vayosem, Vachol Maisei, Tokvoi, Gvurosoi, Uproshas, Gdulas Matcha, Yashar Gidlei HaMelech. In other words, the whole aftermath of a Mechias Amalek is bringing out the Maila of Klal Yisroel. Just like over here. Now after Hachnas Amalek at the end of Shalach comes Parshas Yisroel, the Maila of Klal Yisroel. Just after Mechias Amalek in the story of Purim, after the Mechias Amalek with Haman, they come out the Mordek of Maila of Klal Yisroel. And that's why there's a mitzvah, all the mitzvahs on Purim, Meshlachmonis Ishler Yeyu, Matonis Levyonim, to be marbe reyes amongst Klal Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael to realize what it means to be a Yid, and if a person realizes the godless of being a Yid, so his friend is a Yid and he's a Yid, that brings to Mordeka and then brings to Mordeka Ava Mordeka reyes between Klal Yisrael. Sinas chinam is only Rachman and Slan caused when people are not masig the mile of a Yid. If a person will be masig the mile of the Yid, then it just brings to Ava. So that's why it's the focal point of this week's parasha as well. It's Klal Yisrael ki ishachod belev echod, because when it's nizgal of the Mile of Yisrael, Al Kochach, that must lead to Achdus. But we'll leave this, that's already later on in the parasha, Ki Ishachot B'Lev Echot. Let's now begin the parasha with the Hakdamas that we've just said. Vayishma Yisra Koyin Midian Choyse Moishas Kol Asha'osa Lekim Lemoisha Ol Yisrael Amo Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. And Tefer Shleima says that what was the difference between Yisrael and the rest of the Ummah Sa'ilam? They all heard about the miracles, they all heard about the Nisim, but Yisrael heard something special about the Nisim. And says the Tefer Shleima, Mordek Averta. Tefer Shleima says, Hine Mashmeinu Akosu Bazei, Iki Inin Ashmua, Masha Shama Yisrael, Veloi Zulose Me Ummah. What did he hear that the other Ummahs didn't hear? And that caused him, Avul Zeh, Not Veliba Lotzis Alamidbal, Izgaya, Betoich Ben Yisrael. Says the first Shleima, Ki Yisrael Meshomes Koloisus Vamoisim Mashaos Hashem Mitzrayim Vafarim Chol Chela Biyamsus. When Yisrael heard all the unbelievable Nisim, Shem Nisim Meshidda Marechas Hashemayim Imal, O Meshinu Yateva Baretz Mitochas. When Yisrael heard about all the unbelievable Nisim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed around the whole Maisa Bereishis and the whole Teva of Maisa Bereishis for Klal Yisrael, Hinei Mizeh Heivin Kicho Kikol Chofetz Hashem Izbarach B'chol Maisei HaElyonim HaTachtoinim Hurak Letzorich B'nei Yisrael. Yisrael realized then that the whole Maisa the whole Shemaim and the whole Oretz and the whole Marechas HaShemaim and the whole Hanhagas HaOilam is only Letzorich B'nei Yisrael. V'al P'em Yishtane Kol Sidrei Bereishis Be'is HaTzorich Lehem. V'chol Zulosam Ein Lehem Kiyim Letzorich Atzmon Klal. The whole world hasn't got a Kiyim just for the sake of itself. Rak B'shvil Yisrael. Ki Ach B'shvil Yisrael Nivra HaOilam Kuloi. And therefore when Yisrael saw that, Vayishma Yisrael Chayis Moish Kol HaShe'osa Lekim Lemoish Ol Yisrael Amoy Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Yisrael realized the unbelievable Maila of Klal Yisrael, that the whole Bria, Kol, the whole Bria is only for Klal Yisrael, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the Bria, changes around the whole Bria to be able to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim to prove the world that Bereishis B'shvil Yisrael Shenikra Bereishis. The whole Bria is the Tzchus, in the Tzchus of Klal Yisrael. And that's why the parsha, which is the parsha, bring out the mile of Klal Yisrael, Taka starts from Yisrael. Because Yisrael realized this, the mile of Klal Yisrael. He realized the covet of being a Yid. And therefore he left Kvoida Shalom. He realized that Kvoida Shalom by Goyim is Narishkeit. And therefore he came to the Midbar to be part of Klal Yisrael, because that itself is a covet, to be Zorcha, to be part of Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshana, the whole Ma'aseh Bereishis for them, that they are the Shoyrish of the whole Ma'aseh Bereishis. And therefore, still in the first pasuk, Rashi says, "It's kol asha'osa lehem." Rashi says, "Biyirida saman ubebe'er ubamalek." And the Maskil Adavit, one of the big Pirushim, the foremost Pirushim in Rashi, he comments, "Why? What does Rashi mean when he says biyidafki biyirida saman ubebe'er? What's special about the yirida saman and the be'er that Yisrael heard?" But he answers, because both by yirida saman and both by the be'er, Klal Yisrael complained. Vayiloinu, it says by the mon. Hamiloinu, it says by the be'er. Vayolin on by the be'er. Vayiloinu lagabi the mon. And nevertheless, even though Klal Yisrael complained. Nevertheless, Rabbi Nishlanim gave them water, Hinani, and gave them bread, Hinani mamti lachem lechem in Hashemayim, and he gave them the be'er, even though they're sinning. That's a hachacha yisera, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu love for Klal Yisrael. Said, even though from Klal Yisrael are not doing, Yisrael also heard this. Yisrael also heard that even if Klal Yisrael are complaining, and even Klal Yisrael, so to speak, are not befitting the way they're not behaving the way they should, nevertheless, Rabbi Shalom still made an unbelievable nest for them and gave them the mam telechem in Hashemayim, gave them the be'er. That again was one more perek, one more chapter in the mile of Klal Yisrael, and how much Kodesh Baruch Hu loved Klal Yisrael. Hemeira, all that caused Yisrael to come down. All that caused Yisrael to leave Kavod Shel Olam, and Poshet, even living in the Midbar in a tent, for him was the greatest covet. And that's why Kabbalah Satorah, Mamet HaSinai, and the Parasha Mamet HaSinai begins this way. Because we'll see the whole Indian of HaSinai, the whole Indian of Klal Yisrael, and Nasev and Ishma, was only to bring out the Ma'ila of Klal Yisrael. So this is a perfect Hagdama, that a Goy should have seen the Ma'ila of Klal Yisrael to such a degree where he leaves everything and comes to Klal Yisrael. Midah Kenegan Midah, Vayetze Moshe Nekras Choisnoi. And Rashi says, "Vayitzeh Moshe, kovod gadol nischavet Yisrael ba'isushah." Kivin sheyotza Moshe, yotza Aaron, and other Aviu, who miru sheroes elu yotzin velo yotza. So Yisrael gives up all the kovod that he has bechavoyda shaloyim, and he comes down to Klal Yisrael. And what happens? Midah keneged midah, he gets kovod melachim. Now he gets the unbelievable kovod gadol nischavet Yisrael. In other words, the message is, Yisrael, you're becoming a yid. You don't have to feel that by becoming a yid, so to speak, you're leaving kovoyda shaloyim, and it's still worthwhile coming to the midbar to leave all the kovod. No, this is the emesik of kovod. It's becoming a yid brings you to the emesik of kovod. And that's why it was taka kovod gadol nischavet Yisrael ba'is hasha. Kovod being a yid is so great. Nataka, he saw it begoli, he saw it bechush, how much kovod he got when he came down to Klal Yisrael, to the midbar. It's all going along with this kav. The whole tachlis of Pashas Yisrael is kvoidon and the mailon shel Yisrael. And Amena, therefore, Yisrael became so sensitive to the covet of Klal Yisrael that after all the festivities ended, Vayimi Machras, Vayesha Moshe Lishpet Hesaham, Vayamay Daham Al Moshe Min Aboike Ad Arev. And Rashi says, Klal Yisrael was standing up, the Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting down, and Klal Yisrael was standing up Min Aboike Ad Arev. So Rashi says there, and Vayoshem Moshe Vayamed Om, Vahuksha Dovah Yisroel, Shoy Mezalda Bechvoidan Shal Yisroel. He felt that Moshe Rabbeinu is being Mezalda Bechvoidan Shal Yisroel. Vahichicho El Kach. And he rebuked Moshe Rabbeinu, Madu Ata Yoshev Levadecha, Vahkulam Nitzovim. In other words, when Yisroel was Masig the Godless and the mind of Klal Yisrael to such a degree that he even was Mechiach Moshe Rabbeinu. Why the Om? How can you keep Klal Yisroel? The Heilige Klal Yisroel. Oymid Al Raglehem. Min Aboike Ado Erev. This is all Hakdama to Kabbalah Satoru. And as we said earlier, therefore, the Psukim say later, when it starts really warming up to Kabbalah Satoru itself, Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, Rashi says, Ki Ish Echad B'Lei B'Echad. Klal Yisrael had now realized Kvoido Shel Yisrael. Klal Yisrael now realized the mile of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had just realized the Yakrus, how precious and how choviv every single Yid is. And Ramela Al Korchach, even differences between Yidin became completely insignificant. Because Lemaisa, the Emes is Mizen Yidin. Like the Heilige Kedushas Levi said, when a person gets up in the morning and he sees how he's a Yid, how he's woken up and he sees he's a Yid, for that itself he should dance a dance. Kedushas Levi, I think, said that even if a Yid feels down on himself and he feels he's not doing the way he is, oh, but what's the greatest chizik I can be machazing himself? Just to feel that he's a Yid. And if he feels he's a Yid and the Maila, the Yakras of the Yid, he can pick himself up from a Yerida and he can be Nis'ale Mala Mala. And that's the famous story with the Heilige Rabbi Yannis and Eibshitz, Zchus Yagan Aleinu. So he had a lot of opposition, a very difficult life. He had a lot of misnagdim. And when the misnagdim heard him in saying Berchus HaShachar in the morning, and he missed out the Shaleis Ani Goy, they were ready waiting, and they pressed the button, they found a new problem with Rabbi Yonos and Eibshitz, with the Heilige Rabbi Yonos and Eibshitz, that he doesn't say Shaleis Ani Goy in the morning, and they reported it back to base. And when they asked Rabbi Yonos, why Taka doesn't he say Shaleis Ani Goy? He said, what? I don't say Shaleis Ani Goy? I don't wait till I get to Shul to say Shaleis Ani Goy. Straight after Negel Vasa, I wake up via Yid. I say already then, Shalayasani Goy. That's the mile of Klal Yisrael. That's the mile of being a Yid. Somebody once told me they went to visit somebody in hospital, and the person, the Yid Amnabach, was lying sick in hospital, and next to him in the ward, there was a Goy. And the Yid said, both wake up in the morning, the sick Yid Nebuchadnezzar and the Havdil, the sick Goy, wakes up in the morning. And the Goy tells the Yid, he doesn't even know why he wakes up in the morning. What's the day? What's he got? There's nothing to waking up. Why did he wake up, Bechlal? And then the Yid said, then he realized what it means to be a Yid. The Yid, even if he's sick, Nebuchadnezzar, he woke up in the morning, he washed Negelwasser, Hatashah Getina, Mitzvah, already done a Mitzvah, and then put his tzitzit on another Mitzvah, and then davening, and then Krishma, and then Tfilin, and then Mitzvahs. There's so much more to a Yid that a Yid can just for the simple fact that he's a Yid has to jump and enjoy to For the most sacred gift that we eat. And that's why Yichon Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. In Parashas Yisroel, after we machni Amalek, when there's no Lishna Bisha against Klal Yisrael, where it's Nizgada, the whole mile of Klal Yisrael, is then we reach the Madrega of Ki Ishechot B'lei Bechot. And then Taka Rabbi Nishalayim said a few psukim later, Va'atim Shema Tishma M'koili, Shmatim Izbrisi, Ve'yisim Li Sgula Mikol Ha'amim Ki Li Kol Ha'aretz. School because Rashi says on the Kli Kol Haaretz, Vehein Be'enai Ve'lefonai Le'klum. Yeah, the Goy, the Yachas to a Yid is Ein Le'klum, says Rashi. Klal Yisrael is the school. A school, Rashi says, is Oitz HaChoviv. Klal Yisrael is the Oitz HaChoviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the unbelievable Maila of being a Yid. With that, we can go and we can proceed to Kabbalah Satoyah. Because here it's in this Gala. Till now, we've been discussing more of the Maila of Klal Yisrael. The Maila of Klal Yisrael. Biyachas to the Goyim, and the Maila of Klal Yisrael, Biyachas in Olam Hazeh. However, we all know we went much deeper than that. We all know the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, so therefore Malachim came down. Shishim Ribi Shal Malachi Asharos, L'Kolach Meisrael. The Malachi Ashores came down, and they were Kosher Ksharim to Klal Yisrael, Ksharim to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were kings. Again, Klal Yisrael are now wearing crowns. Crowns. Klal Yisrael have been crowned. Mamleches koinim agoy kodesh. Even the Malachim are now a new promotion. Till now the mind of Klal Yisrael has been recognized amongst biyachas in contrast to the Umos Ha'Olam. And now even biyachas in contrast to Habdul to the Malachim, to the Helag of Malachi Ashores, they came down and they tied crowns to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, that was the whole Biror, as the Gemara there says in Shabbos. He said, the Malachim Tainud, Mali Yiludisha Beinu. What is a mortal man doing amongst us? And Moshe Rabbeinu had this long vikuach with the Malachim, and Moshe Rabbeinu won. The Malachim were Makatrek, Mo'enish Kisiv Gerenu, Ben Adam Kisiv Gerenu. And Moshe Rabbeinu won. Again, brought out the unbelievable mile of Klal Yisrael even in Shemayim. After all these Agnomus, we're ready to be Mekabel the Torah. Har Sinai is called Har Sinai. Why is it called Har Sinai? So Gemara says there in Shabbos, Shiyar the Sina al Umas Oilam. Shiyar the Churban al Umas Oilam. Why Shiyar the Sina al Umas Oilam? Shiyar the Sina la Akum Olav. Rashi says, Shle Kiblu Boy Torah. The Akum, the Goyim are not Makabal the Torah. Churban. Har Sinai is also called Hachoyev. Why is it called Hachoyev? Velominik Roshmai Hachoyev. Shiyar the Churban la Akum Olav. The Goyim and the Malachim, Lahavdil, in Parshas Yisroel, they all realized the unbelievable mila of being a Yid, and what it means to be a Yid, and how fortunate we are, Baruch Hashem, to be Yidin. And that's what we have to take out in Parshas Yisroel. We're living in a world today, Taka, when there's so much Goyishkeit in the world. A person must look at the Goyishkeit and say, how can I lower myself? How can I lower myself to Goyishkeit? Faker it, I have to try to be as Yiddish as possible. Am levodad yishkon, hu bagoyim lo yischashov. Because this is the parasha of Yisrael, and this is the Messiah in Bishvach. The Messiah in Bishvach that began in Mitzrayim, where it seemed like, it looked like, that the goyim were lamala. There was a covered, and there was a mile of chas v'shalom of being Pari Melech Mitzrayim. But then, Ben Shalom already told Moshe Rabbeinu then already that there's going to be a bechino of B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. And that's the mile of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom should help us, we should be zochem et Hashem, to utilize all the koyches and nefesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in every single Yid, and to utilize the mila of being a Yid, and to go through Kabbalah Satorah, we're realizing how lucky and fortunate we are that we have the Heilige Torah, we have the Torah Kedosha. Akum ha'isuk b'Torah chayv misa. A Yid is not, a goy is not zochem to the Torah. So with that, we have to try to make our lives as Yiddish as possible, and as Torahic as possible, and to make the bracha every morning, recite the bracha of Shalai Sani Goy with an unbelievable simcha and unbelievable hislavas. And we should be zoichen that the Metz Hashem to the Gula Shleim Amitis from Herib Yemenu Amen.